Sequels and remakes are the stuff Hollywood is made of. Take The Mummy. Boris Karloff played the original back in 1932. There have been some 40 follow-ups, including 1999's The Mummy and last year's The Mummy Returns. Now there's a prequel to those last two highly successful films. But Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says don't get stung by The Scorpion King.
The Scorpion King is a live-action cartoon, if ever there was one. Fast-moving and cheerfully simplistic, 88 minutes of exaggerated action put together with a preteen boy in mind.
Bring the woman to me!
First man to touch her will have to come through me.
I had hoped for nothing less.
Director Chuck Russell and the rest of Scorpion's, quote, creative team have ransacked so many Saturday afternoon serials for plot devices, you almost expect to see the dreaded Chandu or Ming the Merciless lurking somewhere in the background. The Scorpion King has a low-budget soul inside an A-picture budget. Most of that budget has gone into the kind of nearly non-stop action that is inevitable when your hero is a head-knocking, knife-throwing, arrow-shooting, sword-wielding, over-the-parapet-tossing kind of guy. This time around, he's played by that staple of Thursday night's World Wrestling Federation superstar, The Rock.
You know my name?
And why you're here.
Given his lineage, it makes sense that the Scorpion King's action is so fastidious that unless I dozed off and missed something, unlikely given the din, there's not a drop of blood to be seen. There's also not a lot of clothing to be seen on Scorpion King's legion of women. From harem residents to warriors, they're all costumed like they just wandered in from a sunny day at Malibu. If the ancient world had this much in common with Baywatch, it's been a well-kept secret.
A man?
What is this place?
The Memnon's harem, but he visits so rarely, and it gets so lonely.
If the Scorpion King has a saving grace, it's that it is completely unpretentious, absolutely refusing to take itself seriously. This is a film in which a character says, with as much of a straight face as he can muster, after a hard day of looting and pillaging, there's no greater city than Gomorrah. Pause. Unless it's Sodom. Okay, it's not Chekhov. But Chekhov never had to write bridge dialogue between action sequences.
Fire in front. Palace guard at your back. Looks like I'll be keeping my head after all, Acadian.
Because it's basically a B picture, the Scorpion King just doesn't care about a lot of stuff. It doesn't care that its characters have more clashing accents than the UN General Assembly. Indifferent to the virtues of travel, it's proudly shot in the great state of California. It doesn't even care that its hero, the king himself, was introduced as a villain in The Mummy Returns. As the Hollywood version of an ancient proverb might go, when the swords are singing, what else could possibly matter?
The comments of Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan.